Legislative action was needed to ensure a well-functioning internal market for expert systems where both benefits and risks are adequately addressed. This will include biometric identification systems or decisions touching on important personal interests in the areas of recruitment, education, health care, or law enforcement. Recent advancements in technology have given rise to ever more powerful generative artificial intelligence. General purpose models being integrated in multiple systems are becoming too important for the economy and society not to be regulated with effective rules and oversight. The development of robotic systems has enormous potential to bring societal benefits, economic growth, and intensify innovation and global competitiveness. However, the specific characteristics of certain networks may create new risks related to user safety and fundamental rights. Some powerful models that are being widely used could pose systemic risks. This may lead to legal uncertainty for companies and slower understanding of technologies by businesses and citizens due to lack of trust. Disparate regulatory responses by national authorities would threaten fragmentation of the internal market. The legal framework will apply to both public and private actors inside and outside the European Union. Importers of artificial intelligence systems will be required to guarantee that every international dealer has conducted the appropriate conformity assessment procedure, obtained the required European conformity marking, and has the necessary documentation and detailed instructions of proper use. In addition, certain obligations are anticipated for marketers of foundation and large productive models. Providers of free and open source models are exempted from most of these duties, but the exemption does not cover general purpose tools with systemic risks. These responsibilities also do not apply to research, development, and prototyping activities preceding their release onto the market. Also excluded are systems that are exclusively for military, defense, or national security purposes, notwithstanding the type of entity carrying out those activities. A risk-based approach with four levels of four neural network systems, as well as identification of problems unique to foundation models, is proposed. All automatic technology that can be developed and used subject to the existing legislation without additional legal obligations would fall under the minimal risk category. Many models currently used or likely to be used also fall into this class, and those providers may choose to apply the requirements and adhere to voluntary codes of conduct. Also defined in the proposal are a limited number of neural networks which have the potential to create an adverse impact on safety or fundamental rights, which may involve high risk. Attached to the regulation is a list of high-risk systems which can be reviewed. A narrow set of extremely harmful uses of robotics that contravene European Union values is considered an unacceptable risk because they violate fundamental rights and will be banned. Dangerous applications include social scoring for public and private purposes and the exploitation of vulnerabilities through subliminal techniques. Additional detrimental uses would include individual predictive policing and untargeted collection of facial images from the internet or closed-circuit television. For certain automatic technology systems, specific transparency requirements are imposed where there is a clear risk of manipulation, such as the use of chatbots. Users must be made aware that they are interacting with a machine. Systemic problems which could arise from large productive and foundation models are also considered by the legislation. Widely used for a variety of tasks, they are becoming the basis for many systems. Powerful programs that could cause serious accidents or be misused for far-reaching cyber attacks. Numerous people could be affected if a model propagates harmful biases across countless applications. The regulation sets out solid methodology to identify high-risk systems within the legal framework to provide lawful certainty for businesses and other operators. The risk classification is based on the intended purpose of the robotic system in line with existing product safety legislation. A listing of uses contemplated to be high risk will be kept up to date and relevant. A system shall always be regarded as high risk if it performs profiling of natural persons. Prior to placing high-risk technology on the market or into service, compliance with mandatory conditions must be demonstrated. Examples are data quality, human oversight, transparency documentation and traceability, cybersecurity, and robustness. This assessment must be repeated if the system or its purpose is modified substantially. For biometric systems, a third-party conformity assessment is consistently required. Also, providers of high-risk models must implement quality and risk management strategies to ensure compliance with the new legislation. This will minimize dangers for users and affected persons even after a product is placed on the market. High-risk systems deployed by public authorities or entities acting on their behalf will have to be registered in a public database unless they are used by law enforcement and migration. The latter will be entered in a non-public part of the database accessible to only relevant supervisory agencies. Market surveillance managers will support post-market monitoring through audits and by offering the ability to report detrimental incidents or breaches of fundamental rights. Placing high-risk artificial intelligence on the market may be authorized for exceptional reasons. Governmental entities would then be allowed access to information needed to determine whether system use complied with the law. Examples of high-risk use are certain critical infrastructures in the fields of road traffic and the supply of utilities. Other instances include in evaluating learning outcomes, directing the learning process, and monitoring cheating in educational and vocational training and the employment arena. General purpose and large effective automated technology models can be employed for a variety of tasks. Individual models may be integrated into many systems. It is important that a vendor has all the necessary information to make certain its model is harmless and compliant with the Artificial Intelligence Act. Clarity provides better knowledge of these models. Businesses must also have policies in place to ensure that they respect copyright law when training their models. They must assess and mitigate risks and report serious incidents. They must also conduct state-of-the-art tests and evaluations, ensure cybersecurity, and provide information on energy consumption. The legislation establishes results-oriented requirements for high-risk systems, but leaves the effective technical solutions and implementation primarily to industry-driven standards. This approach ensures that the legal structure is flexible enough to adapt to different use cases and allow new technological solutions. law enforcement use of real-time remote biometric identification in public spaces is prohibited unless used in sexual trafficking and exploitation cases, threat to life or physical safety, or response to a present or likely threat of a terror attack. This use would be subject to judicial or independent administrative authority whose decision is binding. If permission is denied, all data and output must be deleted. Specific rules for this activity are necessary.